Chris Killip has just arrived back at our space in Dumbo. We're standing by his work now. And we were just talking about the reception of the stamps. Here they are. They've travelled all the way over to New York, but you just had an opening for them on the Isle of Man. How did that go?
Well, it was a party. It was a party to celebrate the stamps, and it was at the restaurant bakery before it actually officially opened, where they did a special night and invited the people and the families of the people who are in the pictures and involved in farming and their descendants. In fact, this man was still alive.
Just the man with the cap and the stick.
Mr. Cubbin at the mill. And he was so pleased, and then he explained to me, he looks pensive because I photographed the afternoon. He remembered the afternoon very well, but he was very rushed that afternoon. Mm-hmm. And he was hoping the photograph wasn't going to take much longer. but he was very, very happy, and his family and his nephews and nieces were there too. And not, you know, they're not that young, uh-huh. and they very much like seeing on a stamp and enjoyed the evening enormously. There's also a band, uh-huh. and there's quite a lot to drink and eat, and it was terrific.
It sounds like so fun.
My cousin, the farmer, came down. He was coming, lambing depending, because he started lambing. But I knew he'd turn up, and he was the last to leave.
Interesting if there was a birth in the morning.
Yeah, and it was just terrific fun. Yeah, it was just also the stamp people are great. They'd made presentations for everybody who's still alive, and there were only three people still alive. So that was fantastic, and they had these special silver boxes, with their stamps in and some special thing.
Oh, it sounds.
They didn't open them, so I didn't know what was in their boxes.
Treasure boxes. Nice, yeah. It's great to be able to see your photographs as the currency of communication itself. It's really nice to have it as part of this exhibition, which is all to do with how photographs are used for that very sort of simple means, really, to communicate.
Yeah, and people really do. People in the Isle of Man got an awful lot of pleasure about it. You forget that photographs can give a different sort of pleasure in this utilitarian way, and people. There was quite a good buzz about it. It was something nice. You know?
Absolutely.
People sometimes I might feel a bit excluded from a book. Mm-hmm. They either don't read books or look at books. Mm-hmm. But stamps, they're in there, all these farmers were pretty pleased to be on stamps. They thought it was pretty good.
Right. And it's funny, I mean, you're, without wishing to make you blush, but you're a very famous photographer, professor of visual studies at Harvard, etc., etc. And, you know, the obvious work of yours to exhibit right now would be from your new book, just published, Here Comes Everybody. Are you pleased that it's a little exhibition in our big show of your stamps?
Yeah,
is that okay?
It's great to see my Manx stamps in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the stamp people of the Isle of Man are totally thrilled. They're telling everybody they're on exhibition in New York. If anybody from the Isle of Man happened to be in New York, they were told to come and have a look. So they were over the moon about being here. Yeah, it is nice.
That's great. Thank you very much. Great to see you. Thanks.
Great.